From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Greta Jockum is reporting for the Berkshire Eagle. Xylazine, an animal tranquilizer, is being increasingly found in the illegal drug supply in New England, including in the Berkshires. Jessica Kelly, Prevention Services Supervisor at Berkshire Harm Reduction, said 1 year ago she would find the veterinary sedative in one of 20 bags of heroin. Today, Kelly estimates it is present in one in seven bags. The drug is not an opiate, so it does not respond to opiate overdose reversal medications like naloxone. Stephen Murray, an overdose researcher at Boston Medical Center, said the drug is a major concern along the I-91 corridor. The drug was first found in the drug supply in the early 2000s in Puerto Rico, and the Massachusetts Drug Supply Stream Program discovered it in the opioid supply in mid-2021. The drug is approved for veterinary use only, and when taken by humans, it is extremely dangerous. Dr. Jennifer Michaels, medical director for the Bren Center, said, and I quote, "The scary thing about xylazine is that naloxone and Narcan doesn't reverse the overdose," end quote. Michael said because it is a sedative, the drug can increase the risk of overdose by suppressing breathing, heart rate, and blood pressure. It can also cause severe wounds. The drug seems to be toxic to the skin and tissue underneath it. Michael said people can fall asleep or be unconscious for hours lying on a body part like an arm, decreasing blood supply to it. When injected, the drug can cause pain. Kelly said, and I quote, "I've had multiple people report it feels like worms crawling in their skin, which causes a lot of picking and causes more infection rates and abscesses too," end quote. Researchers do not know as much about xylazine as they want to. As its use has spread across New England, there has not been enough time to study it. Michael said routine drug screening for individuals at the Bren Center do not test for xylazine. And I quote, "We don't really know how much it has infiltrated our patients' substance supply," end quote. Read more about this story in the Berkshire Eagle. Kenneth C. Crow II reports in the Times Union that the State Department of Environmental Conservation is continuing to clean up the PFAS at Taconic Plastics in Petersburg in Rensselaer County. The DEC is working at the plant at 136 Coon Brook Road, just west of Route 22 and south of Route 2 since 2016. The agency said in a recent community update, and I quote, "DEC approved a supplemental investigation work plan in August 2021, which requires Taconic to perform additional sampling of contaminated soils, groundwater, and surface water in the vicinity of Building 1 with the objective of assessing options for an interim remedial measure at the site," end quote. The DEC says it is still working on sediment and subsurface soil removal, backfill, and swale reconstruction behind Building 1, with plans to complete the interim remediation in 2023. PFAS is a poisonous so-called, and I quote, "forever chemical," end quote, that is difficult to break down and is linked to some forms of cancer. It can be found locally in drinking water in Cairo, New Lebanon, Hoosick Falls, Nassau, and other communities. And you can read more about this story in the Times Union. Nick Reisman reports at New York State of Politics that seven Republicans in the state assembly have announced support for a bill to give free meals to students in all New York State schools. That signals it has a good chance to pass this year, with more than 70 members of the state legislature signing letters of support for the universal school meals proposal. State Senator Michelle Hinchey and Assemblymember Jessica Gonzalez-Rojas, both Democrats, introduced the bill. Governor Kathy Hochul will outline her budget proposal February 1st in Albany, and many lawmakers hope the free meals provision will be included in the plan. Read more about this story at New York State of Politics. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXE sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.